Yeah, this is the GM Hooker Show, your 2-in-1 hooker, yeah, GM Hooker with a special, yeah, part 1 and part 2, GM Hooker is going to take you back, going to take you way back on WJZ Radio here in the heart of downtown Haverhill, Massachusetts, going to take you way back to when the hook began at all. Yeah, we're going to take you back to what I call the Big Ed Ridden Paralyze 'em with Pop Party. Yeah, dedicated to my buddy Big Ed Ridden out there in Mount Kisco, New York. Yeah, the hook's going to take you back to the roots here on WJZ, the heart of downtown Haverhill's usual rhythm and blues radio. Today, the roots of the hook going to show you exactly what it was that made the hook the hook. Yeah, 8:30 a.m., 106.1 FM on your radio dial. Yeah, don't turn that dial. Stay tuned for GM Hooker's Paralyzing with Pop Party here on WJZ Radio. Yes, sir. And if any of you were wondering what that song was, not the usual Hook's theme song, yeah, that's a little thing called Near You. Yeah, it was on the Cardinal label. Those were by a group that the Hook still loves today. Has several of their records. Used to love that beautiful harmony of the harmonica. Yeah, those were the Mulcahys, Jimmy and Mildred Mulcahy, usually with guitarist Ernest Tavares. Yeah, that was Near You. Little thing came out back in 1949. Yeah, now the hook's going to take you way back to the very, very beginnings, as he said, the roots of GM Hooker. Yeah, going to take you back to the very early 1940s, yeah, when the hook was still a little boy. Because you always know the hook collected those rhythm and blues records, but he didn't start collecting those till back about 1953, when he actually started to realize what rhythm and blues was. But the hook always had records. Yeah, he used to be what he calls himself today, a record accumulator. Ever since he could remember, he had records in the house, and back about the mid-40s, his mama took a job on the record department of the J.J. Newbury's, and she used to bring home records all the time. Records she bought, records were given to her by the distributors. One of the earliest that the Hook still has in his collection, he had a huge collection of pop records and huge collection of big band records, but he sold some and gave a lot away. But these are the ones that are still in the Hook's collection today. And here's one on the Decca label. This is from December 1941, but this was one that's been in the Hook's collection. In fact, he has several versions of this. He has the Glenn Miller version, but this one he played all the time because he liked the Andrews Sisters. And these are the Andrews Sisters doing a little thing that was popular back then called the Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Hello, railroad. Is this a railroad? I'm on the one-way ticket down to Tennessee. I'm leaving immediately. Chattanooga, here I come. Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga choo-choo? Right on track 29. Boy, you can give me a shot. I can afford to board a Chattanooga choo-choo. I've got my fare. And just the travel to spare. You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore. Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and egg in Carolina. When you hear the whistle blow and eight to the five, then you know the Tennessee is not very far. Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling. Woo-hoo, Chattanooga, there you are. There's gonna be a certain party at the station in satin and lace. I used to call funny face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'm ever wrong. So Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you do to me all? Hey, Tim,
yes, I'm a-comin' back to Tennessee.
Hey, Tim,
yes, I want a one-way ticket on the Chattanooga choo-choo train. Hey, pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga choo-choo-choo-choo? Press 29, my baby, I'll find. Boy, you can give me a shot. Give me a very good shot.
Yes, if those of you that turned in late, don't you turn away from that dial. This is the GM Hooker Show over WJZ. Yeah, we're doing a little of the roots. The roots of GM Hooker, a thing called Paralyzum with Paul. Boy, I have a little party here from my friend Eddie Ridden out in Mount Kisco, New York. Yeah, trying to show what the roots of the hook were. And when you go way back there looking at some of those pop records, you realize a lot of those pop records had a lot of jazz and rhythm and blues in them because the hook didn't know what it was back then. Yeah, in about 1945, 1946, the hook can remember having tons and tons of 78s. And believe it or not, these are some of the 78s the hook still has in his collection from back when he was a little kid. Yeah, these are the things that set up the roots of GM Hooker. And here's one from January of 1944. Yeah, these again are the Andrew Sisters. The hook liked the Andrew Sisters. A little thing called Shoe Baby. Yeah, later on the hook found out, done by group by the name of Phil Moore, and it's Phil Moore 4. But yeah, these were the Andrews Sisters with the, shall I say, pop hit of it, something the hook still loves today. And he remembers hearing Bing Crosby sing this with the Andrews Sisters over the radio. Little of the Shoo Shoo Baby.
You've seen him up and down the avenue, and now he's wearing the navy blue. She had a tear in the corner of her eye as he said his last goodbye. Shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby.
Goodbye now, shoo, shoo, baby. Shoo, 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 my baby. Shoo, goodbye, baby. Don't you cry no more. You think the tall papa's off to the seven seas.
Seems kinda tough now to say goodbye this way, but papa's gotta be rough now so that he can be sweet to you another day. Shh, baby.
got a gal who's always late. Anytime we have a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her.
And see if he can get it straight,
'cause he wants her. He's gonna ask her.
If you is or if you ain't my baby, the way your acting lately makes me doubt. You're still my baby, baby. Seems my flame and your heart's done gone out.
A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you find he's gone and made a change.
Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Oh, is my baby still my baby true?
Is you or is you ain't my baby, baby, baby? For the way you're acting lately makes me doubt.
Yeah, who's been cutting me?
You still my baby, baby. Boy, it seems my flame in your heart's done gone out.
Oh, blackout. A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you find she's gone and made a change and took my change.
Is you ain't my baby. Maybe baby found somebody new.
Maybe baby's found somebody new.
My baby, still my baby too.
Yeah, can you disguise the voice of the great Bing Crosby? Again, the Andrews Sisters, that from September of 1944. One of the earliest records the Hook again remembers playing. Yeah, the Hook being just a little Hook at the time. Yeah, from the earliest thing still in the Hook's collection. And oh, it was many, many, many years up into the 1950s before the Hook actually heard the original of that. Done by, of course, Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. That one of the earliest records, the Hook still keeps that around because he really loves that sound. And now here's a record, let's go really off on the other realm here. Someone that the Hook used to like all the time. He just loved music in his early days. This is Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. Yes, sir. And this is with the Andrews Sisters. This is from a Walt Disney movie. Came out about that time in the mid-1940s called Make Mine Music. And this is the story, this is the theme song from a little cartoon segment in that called Johnny Fedora, the story of two hats, Johnny Fedora and Alice Blue Bonnet. Yeah, from the Hooks, Roots of the Hook.
Fedora met Alice Blue Bonnet in the window of a department store. 'Twas love at first sight, and they promised one night they'd be sweethearts forevermore. Johnny would serenade Alice, tooralay, tooralay, tooraloo. He sang of a beautiful palace, of a beautiful hat box for two. But Johnny Fedora lost Alice Blue Bonnet to a patron of the department store. Her beauty was sought by the girl she was bought by for $23.94.
Johnny, your Alice Blue Bonnet will always be waiting for you. So don't give up hoping and don't give up dreaming.
for true love will come smiling through. Johnny Fedora was lonely and stranded in the window of the department store, when lo and behold, he was suddenly sold, and his heart became gay once more. Johnny sang out like a robin, to strangers he'd come up a bobbin. I thought you were someone I knew. He looked for her uptown and crosstown and downtown, from the Brooklyn Bridge to the Jersey Shore. When it all seemed in vain, Johnny heard the refrain of the song Alice sang of yore.
Johnny, oh Johnny, your Alice Blue Bonnet will always be waiting for you. So don't give up hoping and don't give up dreaming, for true love will come smiling through.
Yeah, can you believe it? That remains one of the Hook's favorites to this day. He can still remember seeing the Walt Disney cartoon when Johnny Fedora and Alice Blue Bonnet got together. Actually, his hat's atop the hussies on, I believe it was a junk man's, two hussies in front pulling a junk wagon. Yeah, that still tings the old Hook's heart here on WJZ, the GM Hooker Show, WJZ 820 AM 106.1 FM on your radio dial. This week, the Hook here doing part one of what he calls the Big Ed Paralyze Him with Pop Party, dedicated to my friend Big Eddie Redden out in Mount Kisco, New York. Playing things here from the roots of G.M. Hooker, records still in his collection that he's collected all through the years, back when he was a record accumulator. Yeah, the Hook still has some of them pop records, and it amazes the Hook today how many of them really were basically associated with jazz and blues and jive and everything else back then, only most of them were pop records. But here's one that was, you never can disguise, this one of the earliest records the Hook remembers, still there, Mom buying this and him playing it over and over. Yeah, I think you're going to recognize this one here. These are the Ink Spots and a little bit of their Java Jive.
I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Jive, and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Boy.
I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, now pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Oh, slip me a slab, a wonderful mug. I've got a rug just stuck in the jug. A slice of onion and a raw one. Raw one.
Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Jive, and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Oh, Boston beans, soybeans,
yeah.
Green beans, cabbage and greens.
Ooh,
I'm not keen about a bean, unless it is a cheery, cheery bean, boy. I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Jive, and it loves me. Coffee and the tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup,
yeah.
I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, now pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup,
yeah.
Oh, throw me that slug from the wonderful mug. I'll cut a rug till I'm snug in the jug. Drop a nickel in a pot, Joe. I take on my slow.
Waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the jabber-jabber, and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jabber and me.
Yeah.
A cup.
Yeah, that's the one the hook used to play over and over when he was just a little hooky. Remembers that one very much. Yeah, GM hooky. Yeah, you're two in one hooker, baby. There's two of me for all of you. Remember, baby, there's two GM hookers in this whole wide world. And honey, I'm still both of them. I was both of them way back then in the 1940s. Like this one here coming from about 1945. Again, this is Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters. And if you've been noticing, many of these have been on the Decca record label. Decca had tons and tons of hits in the 1940s, mid-1940s, and one of the real record labels I remember as a kid because, you know, the Decca salesman used to come in and bring in these tons and tons of Decca records to my mom on the record counter. And now from the mid-1940s, I said again, here it is, Accentuate the Positive.
Got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate his last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, do not mess with Mr. In-Between. Do you hear me?
Oh, listen to me, chillin', Anna. You will hear about eliminating of the negative and accent on a positive.
Gather round me, chillin', if you're willing, and sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right.
Gotta accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
You got to spread joy
up to the maximum,
bring gloom
down
to the minimum,
then
otherwise
I'm
the liable to walk upon the sea.
To illustrate,
well, illustrate
my last remark,
you got the floor.
Jonah
in the whale, Noah in the ark.
What did they say?
What did they say?
Say when everything looks so dark.
Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
These bringing back memories to the old hook's mind. And here's one that brings a tear to the hook's eye. He almost wore out this particular record when his mom brought it home. I remember this one, still play it today, and I hadn't played it in years and years till I got it out and got it ready for this show. Yeah, this is Mr. T. Texas Tyler on the 4-Star label. And, well, this one's a real tearjerk, a little thing called the Deck of Cards. And the hook's gonna be weeping after this one, I tell you, baby.
Friends, this is T-Texas Tyler with a strange story about a soldier boy and a deck of cards. During the North African campaign, a bunch of soldier boys had been on a long hike and they arrived in a little town called Casino. The next morning being Sunday, several of the boys went to church. A sergeant commanded the boys in church, and after the chaplain had read the prayer, the text was taken up next. Those of the boys who had a prayer book took them out. But this one boy had only a deck of cards, and so he spread them out. The sergeant saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put away those cards." After the services was over, the soldier was taken prisoner and brought before the provost marshal. The marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?" "For playing cards in church, sir. And what have you to say for yourself, son?" "Much, sir," replied the soldier. The marshal said, "I hope so, for if not, I shall punish you more than any man was ever punished." The soldier said, "Sir, I've been on the march for about 6 days. I had neither Bible nor prayer book, but I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions." With that, the boy started his story. "You see, sir, when I look at the ace, it reminds me that there is but one God. And the deuce reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. And when I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. There was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them. 5 were wise and were saved. 5 were foolish and were shut out. And when I see the 6, it reminds me that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. When I see the 7, it reminds me that on the 7th day God rested from his great work. And when I see the 8, I think of the 8 righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. There was Noah, his wife, their 3 sons, and their wives. And when I see the 9, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed. And 9 out of the 10 didn't even thank him. When I see the 10, I think of the 10 commandments God handed down to Moses on a table of stone. When I see the king, it reminds me there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. And when I see the queen, I think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is queen of heaven, and the jack or knave is the devil. When I count the number of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There is 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There is 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There is 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. There is 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. So you see, sir, my pack of cards serves me as a Bible, almanac, and prayer book. And friends, this story is true. I know because I was that soldier.
Whoo-wee, the head just bristled up on the back of the hook's head on that one. Yeah, T-Texas Tyler in his deck of cards. The hook still remembers when his mama brought that back home from the record store from J.J. Newbery's back about 1947 or so. Yeah, and here we go. Again, the hook playing something by, well, not too many people heard this version of it, but it's the one the hook's had for years. These are the Moore sisters and a little letter, Choo Choo Chiboogie.
I'm heading for the station with my pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack, and pal around with Democratic fellows named Max. So take me right back to the track. Jack, choo-choo, choo-choo, choo-boogie, woo-woo, boogie-woogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, choo-boogie, take me right back to the track, Jack.
Hook gonna say that it's almost time for us to cut the first half hour of our GM Hooker special here over WJZ, the heart of downtown Haverhill's Rhythm and Blues Radio, 8:30 a.m. and 106.1 FM on your radio dial. And today we are doing the roots of GM Hooker. Yeah, a thing I call the Big Eddie Ridden special, Paralyze Him with Pop Party. Yeah, looking at the records that were the roots of the hook way back when he was a little hook, right up to the years that he began collecting them rhythm and blues records. And, well, this is another one of them. These are the Moore sisters doing choo-choo.
Mm-hmm.
station, WJZ, the heart of downtown Haverhill's Rhythm and Blues Radio. And this is GM Hooker, your two-in-one hooker, welcoming you to part two of the GM Hooker Show, the GM Hooker Special, the Big Eddie Ridden Special. Yeah, Paralyze Him with Pop Party, featuring the roots of GM Hooker's music. Yeah, we're going to play, and we have been playing for the last half hour, going to play for this half hour, the records that inspired GM Hooker before he became really a rhythm and blues record collector back about 1953. These are the roots of GM Hooker. These are the records that GM Hooker's mama used to bring home from the record department at J.J. Newbury's, where she worked. Yeah, she'd buy them, she'd have them given to her by the record distributors. And these are some of the things that are still in GM Hooker's collection, like the record you're listening to right now. Again, these are the Malkays, and one of GM Hooker's favorites, a thing called Harbor Lights. Yeah, GM Hooker's Paralyze Him with Pop Party over WJZ, the heart of downtown Haverhill's Rhythm and Blues, and today, the roots of the hooks, Pop Party. Yeah, this is the GM Hooker Show. To say that's kind of frantic, kind of boogie type of stuff there for a little hooker to be listening to, but believe me, the hook was listening to that. That thing still almost played to death from one of the original stacks of records the hooks used to have. took being about the first grade when that one came out and just starting to take piano lessons and being very aware of what people were doing on the piano. Liked all types of piano, but wanted to learn to play that boogie-woogie piano. And we're going to talk about that a little later on. That one there being the Boogie Blues featuring Gene Krupa and his orchestra and Anita O'Day on the vocal. And if you want to find out something strange here, I remember when my mama took me into Boston, Hook was probably in the first or second grade to see Gene Krupa and his orchestra in person on the stage. So the Hook was into that type of music way, way back. Didn't know what the hell he was into, but boy, he was into it. And here's another one the Hook remembers. This one used to haunt him all the time. Remember his mother bringing this home in a 78? Yeah, this is the great Nat Cole and Nature Boy.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Just to love and be loved in return.
So, man, we sure had a ball at the club tonight, didn't we?
We sure did.
And I feel real groovy.
I feel real great myself. Say, I don't like your friends, man. And I don't think they like me, either.
Who's that, man?
Those two brothers, Haig and Haig. Say, look here, I want you to meet my friend Richard. He was at the club early and went home with the key. So I'll have to knock on the door. Here's where we live. Open the door, Richard. We live in the back, so maybe Richard didn't hear me so good. I'll have to knock a little harder. Open up the door, Richard. Oh, Richard must be asleep back there, man.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door? Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
I'm going to knock on this door one more time, man, and try to get Richard up, because I sure want you to meet him.
Open up the door, Richard. It's cold out here, man.
Hey, man, you're a little loud. Look what's happening across the street there.
Now, ain't that something? Every time I come home late, that old woman is in the window peering at me. Look at her calling old sister. Talking about, ain't that him? Ain't that him?
Yeah, this is me, and I'm late again. So what?
Do you hear what she said?
What'd she say?
She said, look at him. There he comes home late again. I sure wish he was mine.
and I wish you were mine, and I'd collect double indemnity.
Say, look here, man. Maybe Richard ain't alone. Perhaps you should say, ouvre la porte.
Ouvre the devil. I'm going to knock on this door one more time and try to get Richard up from there. Open the door, Richard. The smog's a dog out here, man.
Say, man, you're still a little loud. Look who's in back of you.
Hi, officer. Breaking in? Well, man, I live here. If I had a key, I wouldn't be banging on the door. My draft card. Now, ain't that something? Here's a man asking for a draft card 2 years after the war is over. If you want to see it, though, I got to show it to you. I know it's on me because I carried it for 4 years and I was in 4F all the time. I ain't got but one suit, so it's got to be on me somewhere.
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 Come on, let's get open the door. The man wants to see my draft card, man.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
I know he's in there because I hear the radio jumping.
Yes, anybody that grew up in the late 1940s that does not remember hearing in some way, shape, or form that song, Open the Door, Richard. Yeah, and I remember my mama bringing home several versions of that. That one I liked the most. Remember having that one. That is the Charioteers and Open the Door, Richard, from February 1947. I also had a version by the Three Flames and a couple of others, but that was the one I liked the most. I used to laugh like hell on that. And that one there, the hook wore right out. I had to get myself another copy of that one. Open the Door, Richard, the Charioteers. Remember hearing them sing that on the Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby. Yeah, long time ago in station WJZ, the heart of downtown heroes, Rhythm and Blues Radio, 106.1 FM, 830 AM on your radio dial. Yeah, tonight presenting what the hook calls the Roots of GM Hooker. Yeah, this is the Eddie Reardon special. Yeah, this is Paralyzing with Pop Party, the Roots of GM Hooker. These are the records that shaped the Utes. The Hook's musical future, yes, sir. And here's one, yeah, we had to get a little of the comedy. I couldn't find one I was looking for. It was known as The Thing by Phil Harris, so I had to find another one from the late 40s. This one here, remember just how many of you remember this one here? These are the Wesson brothers, Dick and Gene Wesson. And, well, this is one of the things used to make The Hook laugh all the time. All right, Louie, drop that gun.
It's Louie. It's Louie. Look out, Louie. Here comes Bogey.
All right, Louie, drop your gun.
All right, Louie, drop the gun. You're not fooling anyone. All right, Louie, drop the gun. A cactus peak will make you run.
All right, Louie, drop the gun. I'm Cactus Pete and I'm a tough cowpoke. Ain't nobody ever taken a shot at me and lived. Remember that, Louie. Ain't nobody ever taken a shot at me and lived.
Oh, you get me, Louie. You know, that's the first time anybody ever took a shot at me.
All right, Louie, drop the gun.
All right, Louie, drop the gun. You're not fooling anyone. All right, Louie, drop the gun. Or Sam Spade will make you run.
All right, Louie, drop the gun. I'm Sam Spade, Private Eye, and Public Menace. Nobody ever kills me, because I'm on radio. Oh, well, next week television. So long, sweetheart. All right, Louie, drop the gun.
All right, Louie, drop your gun. You're not fooling anyone. All right, Louie, drop the gun. A bogey's girl will make you run.
All right, Louie, drop the gun already. So you think you're such a tough guy? Well, I'll give you such a hit. I swear I'll give you such a knock. You wouldn't dare shoot a lady. Oh, you did? Well, you've got some knife, I'll say. There'll always be a Brooklyn.
All right, Louie, drop the gun.
All right, Louie, drop the gun. You're not fooling anyone. All right, Louie, drop the gun. A bogey himself will make you run.
All right, Louie, drop the gun. Looks like you and I have come to a showdown, and it's coitin's for you, because I have a rod in my pocket, and it ain't no coitin' rod. Okay, Louie, I'm going to let you have it. Louie, you got me foist. I'm finished. But before I go, tell me, why did you shoot everybody? Why won't you drop your gun? Why won't you drop the gun?
Because my name ain't Louie. It's Ivan.
All right, Louie, drop the gun.
As we start to move into the early 1950s, yeah, the hook about 10 years old when that particular record came out, September of 1951. Yeah, the little thing called Sentimental Journey, that's Les Brown, his band of renown, and the Ames Brothers, and I've always loved that little thing, that's still in the Hook's collection. Yeah, and here's one from 1952, one of the many versions that came out, and, well, the Hook happens to like this young lady, has tons of records by this lady. This was one that was a big hit for her, Miss K-Star. In the Wheel of Fortune.
The arrow
fortune. Please don't pass me by. Let me know the magic of a kiss and a sigh. While the wheel is spinning, 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 I'll not dream of winning fortune or fame. While the wheel is turning, 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 I'll be yearning, yearning for love's precious flame. Oh, wheel of fortune, I'm hoping somehow, if you
was one of the Hook's favorites, and still many, many records of hers in Hook's collection right from the late 40s on. Yeah, that's Miss K-Star in her hit version of The Wheel of Fortune. Yeah, and another one the Hook liked, now moving into 1954. The Hook being half Italian, yeah. This is Mr. Lou Monte, and he used to do his little parodies of various things. This is his Italian Hucklebuck.
Shoot! Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your partner then go.
A team of a hot box, a team of a hot box, a son of a out of luck. I push in a bogey in, I push in a bogey for, I don't understand a mire, I do a fourth and goal. I'm over the bogey car, I'm over the bogey la, more than barada, go malaya va. Jenna Garandella, Maguan de Bella. La Giorgianella. Do the hustle bug, do the hustle bug. As soon as I've gone by, do the out of luck. Push your partner out, then you hunch your back. I don't understand the mire, I do the fourth and gore. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. More than parada, gumalaya ba. Garandella, ma quando bella, figlia la Giorgianella. Facciamo la hot box, facciamo la hot box. E se non ti vai con pa, tu sei out of luck. La pushi nel bocchi in, la pushi nel bocchi fuori. Ma non ti stanco mai, da tu sei forte ancora. Ti muovo nel bocchi qua, ti muovo nel bocchi là. Moda imparata, come va? Imparate come si fa lo Hucklebuck.
Mr. Chairman, please. Flat point of furlough, please. For point of order, please. Can I finish, please?
I got the Senator McCarthy, Chairman Munt, McClellan, Potter, Senator Dirksen, Blue. The because my gal won't leave her TV set. I think that she's about to blow her fuse. I got the open session, close the session, end the session, no confession blues. I got those Secretary Stevens, don't remember, just can't play the blues. I got those Mitsumaya, Mamma Mia.
Mr. Secretary, please.
Sorry, Senator, I was in Korea. Blues. I got those hey reporter, no recorder, close the border.
Point of order.
Blues. Now she got the dishes in the sink, and her floor ain't mopped too. She got the washing in the wash tub. She don't care what Dazzle do, 'cause when she sees that Welch kid with those legal torts, she just yells, beat me, Daddy, till I'm a habeas court.
Can I finish, please?
Can you finish? Look, I've got those Senator McCarthy. I've got those blues till I can burst. Now, I don't know what it's all about, or where or when or who's on first.
Can I finish, please? I'd like to say something, please.
I got to stop the babble. Let's play Scrabble. Mommy, Mommy, where's the commie blues?
Mr. Sherman, please.
I got those Senator McCarthy. Listen, gal, your husband's getting jealous, Blue. Now you better do a little housework, or there's a certain man you're gonna lose. So better turn off those hearings before your man gets touchy, and be content to spend the day with Groucho Marx and Liberace. Oh, here's the moral of the story, and this you ought to know. A good man of your own is better than a daytime TV show. Now, if you got your man, McCarthy sure won't mind.
Can I finish?
So I'm finishing. It's the finish of the program called What's My Shine?
This record is adjourned until 10:30 tomorrow.
Is that all, Senator?
Can I finish, please? Can I finish?
Oh,
can
not, finish, not again. Oh.
I'd like to finish, please.
Yeah, we're finished, and I guess we are finished. Yeah, the Senator McCarthy blues. That was Mr. Hal Block from June of 1954, reminding you a little of the Stan Freberg's Point of Order, those comedy records back in the mid-1950s, back when the Hook just about started collecting rhythm and blues. Yeah, those were the Hook's roots here on the G.M. Hooker Show on station WJZ, the heart of downtown Hayrow's Rhythm and Blues Radio, 830 AM, 106.1 FM. On your radio dial. Presented to you here, the Big Eddie Reardon Special. I called it Paralyzing with Pop Party, the roots of Mr. G.M. Hooker, here on your G.M. Hooker Show. In the background, Mr. Johnny Maddox and his Rhythm Makers. Yeah, from 1953, little of the 8-beat boogie. Yeah, the Hook used to like Johnny Maddox. Saw him in person when he was a young Hook. Place called the Frolics down at Salisbury Beach, Massachusetts. Yeah, this is the G.M. Hooker Show. G.M. Hooker, you're 2-in-1 Hooker, baby. There's two of me for all of you. Hoping that you like the Big Eddie Reardon Special. Yeah, Paralyzing with Pop Party. And you stay ready for another G.M. Hooker show coming to you in the future. G.M. Hooker playing all those rhythm and blues from way back to right now. This is G.M. Hooker telling you all out there, bye-bye. Bye-bye.